A show of force by members of the G9 gang in Port-au-Prince. While images of heavily armed gang members marching freely through the city streets might seem surreal to many, it's a scene that's become quite common in the Haitian capital. Some gangs, like the G9, are even trying to reinvent their image and appear more like a political organization than a criminal enterprise.
We want to build good schools, good hospitals, have good, clean water. We are the sons of the nation.
On the streets, gang violence seems to be getting worse by the day. And growing insecurity means part of the job of public transport drivers is to always keep an eye out for trouble.
The police could do something for us because they're the law. So they're the ones that should protect us. But they don't do anything. So we don't know what to do.
Gang violence is not a new phenomenon in Haiti. Even government leaders have been known to use gangs in the past to exert political control. But locals tell us the scale of the violence is reaching unprecedented levels.
We need security in this country. We can't go on living like this anymore. We have people with guns everywhere, and the police beats us with sticks, and everything is really hard for us. We need change in this country.
Despite the dangers, people still have to go out if they want to make a living.
For many residents of Port-au-Prince and for drivers, simply commuting around town is one of the most dangerous activities they can do, running the risk of being kidnapped, being robbed, or getting caught in the crossfire of rival gangs fighting each other over control of different parts of the city.
An estimated 50% of territory in the Haitian capital is said to be under the control of criminal gangs. And while the case of 17 hostages being held by a gang known as 400 Marozo has attracted international attention, foreign aid groups say the magnitude of the security crisis has far-reaching implications.
The gangs are expanding their power and their control on areas of the capital city. And again, it's a vicious cycle. If you have more insecurity, then humanitarian actors, then the state authorities can no longer bring humanitarian services and access to basic services to the population, which then leaves the space to criminal gangs to take power. This is the cycle we need to break.
While some fear becoming victims of violence, others have accepted the slow takeover by crime syndicates, a symptom perhaps of the distrust many have of authorities, complicating the efforts to win back control of the city from the criminal groups who are trying to run it. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.